And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 21st of March, 2015. It's the birthday of Johann Sebastian Bach, born on this day in Eisenach, Germany, in 1685, born into a family of professional musicians. The Bachs were well known as town organists and cantors. Both his parents died when he was young. He was brought up by his brother, a church organist, and he, Bach, when quite young, went to work as an organist for various churches, often had trouble with his employers. He was accused of putting unnecessary flourishes and harmonies into simple Lutheran church music. Once he was reprimanded for letting an unauthorized maiden into the choir loft. During his lifetime, Bach was not famous as a composer, but as a gifted organist and as a builder and repairer of organs. When he died, his estate listed his assets as mainly 19 instruments and various books. None of his compositions were listed as being valuable. It was not until 1829, when Felix Mendelssohn conducted the St. Matthew Passion, that there was serious public interest in Bach's compositions. When he was praised for his skills as an organist, Bach liked to say, "There's nothing very wonderful about it. You have only to hit the right notes at the right moment, and the instrument does the rest." It's the birthday of the poet Nizar Kabani, born in Damascus, Syria, 1923, who became one of the most popular poets of the Arab world, wrote more than 20 books of verse. Much of his poetry influenced by the tragic deaths of two women he loved, his older sister, who, when Kabani was 15, committed suicide rather than be forced into a marriage with a man she did not love, and then the death of his beloved wife in 1981 in the Lebanese Civil War. Nizar Kabani, who wrote romantic, sensual poems demonstrating the need for sexual equality and women's rights, and who, after the death of his wife, lived in Europe until he died. Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear entitled Really Eternal City. After we'd walked for at least an hour heading toward the Vatican on a broiling August day, I began thinking about how long the tour we'd signed up for was going to be, and how many sacred things would be on view, and how much complicated information the guide would tell us about the ancient paintings and Roman numerals and relics and tombs and holy knuckle bones. I knew it would all kind of just melt together and congeal into one big lumpen mass of guilt and suffering and miracles and gloomy old men in sandals. And as I was thinking this, we were passing through a shady little square where a couple of bare-breasted marble nymphs were playing in the fountain, and there were no tour guides anywhere. There was no suffering or crucifixions, nor was there even one important name or date I would have to try to remember. And the cheap red wine at the sidewalk ristorante where we ended up spending the afternoon instead of going to the Vatican was wonderful, even miraculous, as was the spaghetti bolognese. A poem by George Bilgear, Really Eternal City, used by permission of the poet here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.